Please be advised, this show contains adult language, violent acts, and triggering situations. Ghost Tape is intended for mature audiences. Q Code presents Ghost Tape, co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite, starring and executive produced by Kiersey Clemens.
Tessa.
No!
Tessa.
No, somebody help me. Get away from me.
Tessa, we gotta go.
No, I'm not going anywhere with you.
Tessa, I need you to take a breath.
No, somebody help me.
Let me explain.
No.
Let me explain.
Fuck you.
Look, I'm sorry, Tessa. I'm sorry for everything. I thought, I just couldn't believe it truly was.
Fuck off.
I'm sorry for the ECT. I really thought it was the right treatment. Whatever's in the tape killed your grandmother.
Excuse me, what?
I believe you've been telling the truth. I believe the incident with Private Conti was self-defense. I believe you when you say she was possessed by the Wandering Soul.
Oh, now you believe me. You have no idea how good it feels to hear you say that.
I'm sorry I didn't believe you till now. I'm a bit out of my depths here. But I want to help however I can. If you can forgive me anyway. The tape's gone. The hospital doesn't have any record of us bringing a tape here. Corporal Wilson must have sent someone to get it. Think, he tossed your bunk, threatened us both, tried to take the tape from me. He wanted you locked up in silence.
Yeah, I know. He's been covering up Operation Wandering Soul this whole fucking time. He killed my grandfather.
We need to get to his house.
Well, I can't really leave.
We're getting out of here. They may be trying to discredit me, but I still got security clearance. Okay, so we go in there, tell the Wilsons you need to apologize as part of your therapy. The tape seems to call to you for some reason, so while I distract the Wilsons, you search the house. Corporal Wilson won't be able to deny it if we hit him in the face with the evidence.
Okay.
That's it? No comment? No witty repartee?
Nope. You're the boss, Oscar.
Okay. Let's do this.
Just a sec! Jeez, I'm coming!
Where the hell did you get the gun?
Don't act all surprised. You took a piss. I searched your glove compartment. God, you gotta love Texas when even the shrinks are packing.
We had a plan.
Yeah, do you realize how many family members I've lost? Grandpa, Grandma, even my dad's life has been affected. And all this time, I've been listening to what other people think, following their advice. See, we're not doing it your way anymore. I'm ending this.
Open the door, Eliza. Put the gun down. Whatever you need, we can talk about it.
What? You brought me here before. Was I not supposed to surprise you?
What about spontaneity?
All spontaneity is lost when there's a gun in my face.
She's not going to hurt you, Drill Sergeant. We just want to talk.
Yeah.
Corporal Wilson can't hear us with the music. You have time to get back in the car. Leave, Tessa. Now. It'll be like this never happened. I swear I won't say anything.
You gonna invite us in? Or do I need to huff and puff and blow a hole in your head?
Tessa!
Corporal, thanks for having us for dinner. It's super neighborly and shit.
Tessa fucking Dixon. What are you doing in my house? Dr. Martinez, what the hell?
Corporal, we just need to ask...
Tessa, stop it!
Jesus, Tessa!
We gotta tie him up. Eliza, do you have duct tape?
You must be joking.
Okay, fine. Don't help. I guess we'll just have to tie you up as well. Don't move, sweetness.
Tessa, this isn't the way.
We gotta interrogate him. And neither of us have home invaded before, so give me a break. I didn't choose torture, Captain, but I'm accepting the fucking challenge.
No one is torturing anyone. We're restraining him in self-defense because he's a suspect in a murder.
Got the duct tape. Oscar, tie Corporal Wilson to that pillar. Now. And her. Sorry, baby.
There are ways to get him to admit to your grandfather's murder without violence. I don't want us in the brig after this. And more importantly, I need to live with myself.
You just broke me out of the psych ward, and now you're all Gandhi?
It's for the greater good.
You get that from the convenient theories for you subreddit? Rise and shine, asshole.
Oh! Dixon! Martinez! Untie me immediately. Somebody better fucking explain what's going on.
Corporal, we came to ask you some questions. You're restrained for your own safety as well as ours.
Why isn't she in the fucking loony bin, Martinez? I told you to lock her up and throw away the key.
Tessa has been telling the truth.
What? Martinez, you...
And you know that.
Admit you murdered my grandfather.
You must be joking.
We know that you took the tape because it's evidence you're involved in Byron Dixon's murder. We had it in the hospital. Now it's gone.
Fucking admit you killed him!
Tessa! The corporal didn't kill your grandfather. I think you're demonizing him for other reasons.
Oh, Eliza, you of all people should believe me when I tell you this piece of shit killed my grandpa!
Tessa, please, stop this.
Tessa? I think you mean Private Dixon, don't you, Drill Sergeant?
I'm sorry. That was inappropriate.
Corporal Wilson, let's just stay on the topic at hand. Shall we?
And Private Dixon, why did you just touch the drill sergeant's arm in such an intimate fucking manner?
You really think I owe you any kind of explanation for my behavior?
You're sweating, drill sergeant. You sweat when you're nervous. Why are you looking at Dixon that way, Eliza? There's so many wistful glances between you two. You'd think it was a Nicholas Sparks novel. Why do you both look so fucking guilty? Answer me.
What?
Another look. You're trying to read her mind, Dixon? I guarantee you won't find much there.
Motherfucker!
Tessa, no!
I see what's going on here. Was this the one truth you told during all of those Army-sponsored therapy sessions, Dixon? What? You want to deny what I can see in front of my eyes? Do you even feel guilty that you cheated on me? Or have you just realized your whole career is ruined? Maybe that's what's making you sweat.
John, it isn't like that.
I can tell you're lying, Eliza. I can always tell. That's why we never deployed you. You'd never stand up under interrogation.
It's always been professional. Tessa, tell him. Tessa, please, tell him.
Eliza, I can't lie anymore.
So what? You thought because you fucked my wife, you could break in here and make me a prisoner in my own house? Is that it, Dixon? Or actually, does it count as fucking? Since there's no dick, just some slits rubbing together.
Ask her. She thinks it counts.
Let's just keep things as civil as possible. Okay, Tessa?
We're way past civility, Martinez. How many?
What?
Is Dixon the only one? Have there been others?
John, please.
How many, Eliza?
Two. Tessa's the second. The first was a civilian I met in town.
Oh, after everything I've done for you, the lack of gratitude is just, frankly, astonishing. Do you really think you would have gotten anywhere if I hadn't taken an interest in you? You were just some slut from public housing. I turned you into a soldier.
John, I'm so... sorry.
No, don't apologize to him.
I'm the victim here.
You? You're the victim. After everything you've done?
Tessa, let's stay focused.
Nah! This shit is evidence of the kind of man we're dealing with. Murder wouldn't be out of character for you, would it, Corporal?
What the hell are you talking about?
Tessa, please, don't.
Eliza, just stop. okay? I can see the fresh bruises on your arm.
They're from combatives training.
Bullshit! We both know that isn't true.
That's a very serious accusation.
Seriously? I need you to shut the fuck up. I'm not your patient anymore, and neither are they. Eliza, look at me. We are here with you. He can't hurt you. Confront him.
Confront me about what? What fairy tale have you been telling the recruits, Eliza? Answer me, bitch!
It's not a fairy tale.
Then say it! I'm all fucking ears.
You assaulted me, John.
You must be out of your goddamn mind. You can't just rewrite history to justify cheating on me. You wanted it. Don't just sit there with your fat lips shut. Say you wanted it.
Do you hear yourself right now? Is this how you defend yourself? By bullying your wife?
Jesus Christ, Dixon, you're just like a cockroach that won't die. Quiet while the grown-ups talk. If you're so certain I raped you, Eliza, then answer this. In what severely disturbed world does someone marry their rapist, huh? If you're psychotic enough to put on a white dress and promise to love and obey a man who you believe assaulted you, then maybe your judgment isn't exactly sound. Don't sit there feigning innocence.
I think back to what I could have done differently. If I'd requested a looser uniform. If I hadn't smiled so much. If I hadn't accepted that drink, I wouldn't have given you the wrong idea. When you asked me to marry you, it was my chance to rewrite what happened. Everything was my choice. I also thought it would stop you from doing it to others. But I was wrong.
Excuse me?
I know you've always liked the ones with really white teeth. For years, I knew what went on, but I never said anything.
Women are attracted to power. They pursued me. It's not my fault we got a lot of whores on this base.
They didn't pursue you, John!
Oh, so now I raped them, too. We're always demonizing men. We're always the bad guys. But what about the bitches who go out of their way to arouse us, huh? Don't they get any fucking blame?
I do blame myself. I should have reported you. I should have protected the women on base instead of distracting myself with affairs.
His actions are not your fault.
Neither of you were there. Eliza came on to me. They all came on to me. I could see this constant fucking thirst in her eyes. Same with the others. They deserved it.
I bet you think my grandfather deserved what he got too.
He did deserve to die. Oh. He was a shameful excuse for a soldier. Oh. Just like you, Dixon. He put everyone around him at risk. Took zero accountability for his actions. He was the worst combination of coward and sadist.
You're lying. My grandfather wasn't anything like that.
Oh, you can't listen to that tape and not hear the joy he took in massacring those people.
He was following orders. He never would have hurt them willingly.
You're in more denial than Eliza. Dixon, your whole line is tainted. Nothing left to do but slowly extinguish every last one of you. You're next. You're gonna burn for this, Dixon. And I'm gonna enjoy watching you go down. I was so happy to hear your gook grandmother bit the dust at last.
Don't you fucking call her that!
Tessa, stop it!
Tessa!
Stop!
I know you killed my grandfather, you piece of shit. And you know what? If you hadn't interfered, my grandmother would still be alive too. Admit you killed him.
Dr. Martinez, you have to stop her. You can't just let her kill him.
Oh, for real, Eliza? I know you're not asking me to take mercy on him.
Go on. Get it all out. You're just adding time to your sentence.
Shut up! Shut up!
Tessa! Enough! Corporal Wilson, we need you to admit you killed Byron Dixon. Please, let's end this.
Martinez. Martinez, you can still get out of this unscathed. We spin it, so you are a hostage, too, see? She has a gun on you, for Christ's sake. Let her take the blame for all...
No! Tessa, stop! He has been covering up Operation Wandering Soul, but he didn't kill your grandfather.
Shut it, bitch. If I needed your pathetic help, I'd ask for it.
You're lying, Eliza. After what he did to you, it wouldn't be a stretch to say his violence extended to my grandfather.
Tessa, he wouldn't kill a fellow soldier. The army is a family.
Then that makes what he did to you even worse.
I'm not your guy. You just landed Martinez and yourself in a shitstorm of trouble for nothing.
But you listened to the tape. It possessed you. Forced you to do things you'd never normally do.
Yeah, look at me, asshole.
So you drank all her crazy Kool-Aid, huh? You really bet on the wrong horse.
Do you have any memories of being alone with Byron Dixon?
I saw your grandfather the day he died. He came to me, said he was taking Operation Wandering Soul public. He was planning to give the tape to some Dallas reporter. He kept ranting and raving about some ghost. Kept saying this was the only way to end the cycle. He was clearly out of his goddamn mind. But I couldn't let him publicize classified information. So I took the tape and reported him. The next morning, they found his body. He'd offed himself, taken the easy way out to avoid court-martial. Like I said, a fucking coward. They told me to keep the tape in my office until they could mount a full investigation. And I had it handled until Byron's cunt granddaughter showed up and it went mysteriously missing. Can't say I was sad your grandfather died. But I didn't kill him.
You piece of... There it is.
What?
Didn't you hear it?
Hear what?
See, she's crazy. You can't trust anything she says. I told you to lock her up.
Tessa?
I knew he fucking took it.
Tape.
Now I have the tape in my fucking hand. You still want to pretend you're not a thief?
You're the one who's stolen classified information.
Hold!
Did you plant it here to set me up, Dixon? A one-of-a-kind psycho?
I've been with Dixon the whole time. There's no way she snuck the tape into your house, Corporal.
The whole time, except when she pulled a gun on you.
I know you. You killed my grandpa. He was a loose end. You had to clean up with a bullet. The tape proves it.
Just admit it, John. Please.
Dixon, I told you at your grandfather's funeral it was a suicide. I didn't kill him.
You did. You did. You're lying. It has to be you!
Don't fucking move!
Let's all stay calm here. We don't want to do anything we'll regret.
I regret you breaking into my house and taking us prisoners.
Shoot them. You shoot them now, and everything goes back to normal. You keep your job, we save our marriage. No one finds out about the affairs?
Stop talking! I can't think.
Drill Sergeant Wilson, please put the gun down so we can all talk.
I just wanted to stop.
I know, baby. Dixon has twisted and perverted the truth. How can you think I'd ever hurt you? Ever take advantage of you? Remember our wedding? It can be like that again. All you have to do is pull the trigger. I love you, baby.
I love you too.
Then shoot them, you fucking cunt!
No, Eliza, no! Eliza.
You shot him.
He can't hurt anybody else.
Here, sit down.
But it's done now. I'm done now.
Drill sergeant.
Eliza!
No!
Ghost Tape stars Kiersey Clemons as Tessa, Raul Castillo as Oscar, Angel Parker as Drill Sergeant Eliza Wilson, John Rubenstein as Corporal Wilson, co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite, directed by Malachi, written by Alexandra E. Hartman, executive produced by Kiersey Clemons, Nia DaCosta, Aaron Eli Colite, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Alexandra E. Hartman and Mariel Redlin. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ariel McGrail, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Mixed by Matt Yoakum and Justin Davey. Additional mixing by Ben Milchev. Music editor, Michael Traylor. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Assistant director, Lynn D'Angona. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering and editing, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Kelsey Adams and Jack Friedman. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Language services provided by The Language Bank. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Special thanks to Chris Goebel. Ghost Tape is a Q-Code production.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.